Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What we'll do is we'll bring an independent arbiter in. We normally speak with Sue Cato, our resident spinner. As she's come in here, she's walked in and she's not aware of any of this discussion. So, Sue, let's just get an independent view of the shirt that Gary's wearing this morning.
It's unusual, Gary.
Whenever a spinner says unusual...
Yeah.
It's a very courageous decision, Minister.
Look, it's a summary shirt. I think it looks like a...
You must say the decision is courageous.
Top. And that's worse than controversial. But that's a look. It's trending in some places.
You've just set me up, haven't you? You two, you just have a tag team. Come on. Off you go.
Look, I'm going to throw one at you because I always love to, you know, you're called in at the last minute as the spinner, so I want to ask you the question. Sue, it's Lance Armstrong here. I've just been caught out telling a lie again, this time over the fact that I claimed my girlfriend was driving my car when I was. So how would you handle that?
I'd just tell him to stop talking. There's nothing to be done. In fact, there is no way to save him.
He should just disappear from public life, shouldn't he? I mean, he's been shown.
He should admit his guilt.
He lied for years about the drug taking. He should just get the hell out of the way and just never appear in public again. Simple.
Look, I think that very rarely are things unrecoverable, but I think in Lance Armstrong's case, it kind of is.
Yep.
And I think we're all a bit over it now as well.
Lance may content himself by, you know, just going online. I might just have a look at my bank account.
But, you know,
I'm travelling okay.
Guys, we could sort of rename Fibs. You know,
an Armstrong,
a Lance,
doing a Lance. I like that.
Yeah,
it's not bad. I like that one. Now, Tony Abbott, the Prime Minister. Let's briefly get your take on his situation. Is he facing the chop?
I've worked on quite a few of these changes over the years, and they all really tend to follow a bit of a script. I think the last time that you actually had a really quick and fast one was when Peacock took out Howard that time. Look, this has got a certain feeling and inevitability. Last Thursday I was talking about it in another place and said I can't believe it could possibly happen and that they've got to settle down. It's just kept developing since then. Getting these backbenchers out is just the standard play to keep it moving along. And so even if it settles down now, I think what you'll find is he is seriously, mortally wounded, and his prime ministership will never have the strength that it's had.
So you're a practitioner of the dark arts of spinning. When the story emerged yesterday that Julie Bishop, shining a light in dark places, but others call it something else. When you saw that story emerge yesterday that Julie Bishop had been summoned to see Tony Abbott, put on the spot by him, and she refused to say whether or not she could rule out a challenge, where would that story have come from? Who would have spun that out and leaked it out?
Well, you know, I heard you guys talking to Mark Riley earlier today, and so it's, you know, there are some predictable places. Would you say Abbott supporters or Bishop supporters?
Let's put it that way.
Let me put it this way. And there are some people who might be Bishop supporters who are not acting to instruction, of course. But as I started saying when we were talking about this, this is following the script.
All right. Now let's move on to a story that's gripped the nation even more than the leadership issue in Canberra, which is Cadbury's decision to reduce the amount of chocolate in its family size block. So they're going from, 1.5 glasses of full cream dairy milk in every block to probably 1.25. They're reducing it by 10%. How do you think
is a bit woeful there, but we'll keep going.
Yeah, well, let's not be niggly. How do you think they handled the announcement? Because they've had a lot of publicity, and I'll tell you what, I am shocked. A lot of people seem to be taking their side. Like, there's all these television reporters last night grievously reporting the news. They're very serious tone in their voice, and they're saying, well, as the company has pointed out, you know, it's hard times and they have to reduce their costs. They're almost apologising for them.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it is playing into, you know, what's occurring in everybody's life. And I think people doing that, you know, living beyond their means, and we can't have Cadbury doing that because we need Cadbury to keep making chocolate forever. You know, you could also argue the line that they're actually helping us all because we're eating 10% less chocolate.
Oh, I've been waiting for that line to be used.
That's a very good line.
I've been waiting for someone to drag that out.
It's true. But the problem with Cadbury is if Cadbury runs that, it's then admitting that the 90% that you're still going to be eating
isn't all
is
that
bad
good
for
you.
Is bad for you, as distinct from 1.5 glasses of milk.
So you caught yourself there.
No, I'm just working it through, which is why they didn't run that line.
We wanted to help Australia deal with its obesity epidemic, and this is we're just playing our little part.
We're here to look after you.
Can I just summarise the situation? They've put the statement out. It's been reported in the last 24 hours. No one really cares, except for one bloke who has been heroically bashing the table and yelling into the microphone, hoping to whip up outrage, and he's been unsuccessful.
I'm wondering if somebody wants boxes and boxes and boxes of Cadbury delivered to him. But seriously, guys, I reckon the fact that they're reducing their chocolate, the size of their chocolate, rather than going for a price rise, tells you a lot about what they think the big supermarkets will bear.
Exactly. This is you're not going to read that out, are you?
I am actually. It's an email come in or a text message from someone who's obviously watching on our studio webcam. Very nice shirt, Gary. Pity you didn't iron it. And then the hashtag is mutton done up as lamb. That's come up on Twitter, actually, that one.
Great, whoever you are.
Very happy with that
one. And they're gutless. They haven't put their name on it.
Yeah, at 14 minutes past eight. And the story out of New Zealand has also got Gary absolutely titillated. This is the couple who were caught having... What would they do? They were having some
sort of... You verbaled me again. You're the one who was calling me over this morning to have a look at the video
online.
Could
this be why he's got this special new shirt on?
I think so.
So let's explain it to everyone. Last Friday night, there were two office workers in Christchurch, New Zealand. They were obviously having a fling. They go into a room, which is near the windows, and across the road is a pub where all the drinkers are standing there and they watch the action take place for the next half hour or an hour. It's later shown that one of them is married, the other one just got engaged to separate people. So very embarrassing for them, and they haven't turned up for work. If you're the spinner for this company, what do you say? What do you do?
Well, you know, being sort of a little counterintuitive here, it's actually been extraordinary for the recognition of Marsh as an insurance company. I had a quick look on news.com yesterday and noticed that this story was trending in the top three of most popular stories in every News Limited publication or every News Limited masthead right across the country. So everybody knows that Marsh is an insurance company and it's based in New Zealand.
That's a very cynical spinner's view, isn't it, that this is great news for the company. They've saved themselves millions of dollars on their marketing budget.
It's great news for the media. People talk about clickbait. You couldn't have staged this one and got a better outcome for all the media companies. I'm looking at the upside.
The insurance company will be out there saying, just think of it, look at all of our hard workers. They even stay back after it's time to knock off.
And explains why there's a note from the general manager, we need a male and a female to report to the volunteers. Landed this morning. That must be what it's about.
Report to the window office upstairs.
Report to the window
office.
Sue, thank you as always.
I think we've solved the problems of the world there, haven't we?
Joy to be here, fellas.
I think we have. Fantastic.
Thanks for bagging my shirt.
Yeah.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.